Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Say Yes to the Dress is taking on America. TLC will select one bride from every state, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico, for a wedding experience unlike any other. The brides will be flown to New York City, where they will get to shop at the world-renowned wedding salon Kleinfeld Bridal. Their journey will be complete by getting to say I do at one of New York's most iconic locations, a live group wedding officiated by host and bridal expert Randy Fanoli. Randy is called the most trusted source in the bridal industry, making his TV debut in 2007 on TLC's Say Yes to the Dress. His wit, fashion sensibilities, and rapport with the customers immediately charming the viewers. Seen each week by millions in around 150 countries, a writer and contributor for People, Parade, and Touch, many other bridal magazines as well, frequent TV guest, Today's Show, The View, Rachel Ray, Extra, Martha Stewart, and others, main correspondent during TLC's Royal Wedding Live broadcast, as fashion director at New York's Kleinfeld Bridal Salon from 2007 to 2012, consulting with nearly 15,000 brides a year. And his 2011 book, It's All About the Dress, still the ultimate bride-to-be source book. Say Yes to the Dress host Randy Fanoli with us on This Week in America. Randy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick. It's great to be here.
Boy, talk about supersizing this program. TLC Say Yes to the Dress America, certainly going to be the biggest wedding event of the year. Talk about the selection process for this.
Rick, I think this is going to be one of the biggest wedding events in history.
Well, yeah, ever, I guess.
Yeah, this is going to be amazing. So for brides to get on the show, to be a part of this event, what we're looking for is brides to send a video to tlc.com/casting. And we want their videos to be a video that really shows their state pride. We want the girls to really be authentic, creative, whether the videos are fun or heartwarming or emotional. We're looking for diversity, you know, to really showcase what a diverse America that we live in, but how we can bring it all together with this one thing called love and a wedding and a marriage and two families coming together. So it's going to be an incredible, incredible event.
Let's talk about what happens after the selection process. The bride's all expenses paid to New York City. And unto itself, a nice project, a nice little prize. But once they get there, they get this shopping event at the legendary Kleinfeld.
Yes, I will be there to help them as well. And they actually get a free wedding gown. Now, Rick, they're getting an all-expenses free trip, paid trip to New York City, a free wedding gown, a wedding reception, and then a ceremony to end all ceremonies ever, with 52 couples getting married in an iconic location in New York City. We haven't chosen the location yet, whether it be Rockefeller Center or the Brooklyn Bridge or Central Park or Grand Central Station. I don't know where we're going to hold it, but something that really says you're in New York City and this is a once-in-a-lifetime event. And, of course, I will be officiating over the weddings and so excited to do so.
And this becomes an unprecedented 10-part series, Say Yes to the Dress America, slated to premiere in January 2020. Once again, to upload it, submit your application. You can also get more information by going to tlc.com/casting. Let's go back to Kleinfeld. I'm fascinated by this because isn't there, you talk to people who've been there, a certain magic. As soon as you walk in the door, this is a magical place, isn't it?
Yeah. Have you ever been there, Rick?
Never been there.
Let me tell you, it truly is for girls that are shopping for a wedding dress. I mean, it's literally like a kid in a candy store. I don't know how to explain it. You walk in and you're just enveloped in a sea of white and lace and tulle and crystals and pearls and beads sparkling, and 28 consultants and 1,800 wedding dresses. It's a magical place, and then you get to try them on and until you find the perfect one for the one of the most important dresses you'll ever wear in your life.
You know, and they say people who've been there, it's more than just getting a dress, isn't it, with you and the consultants. You really understand the emotions they're going through for what turns out to be probably the most important dress of their lives.
Yeah, it really is, and you have to think about it that this is probably the most photographed a woman will ever be wearing anything. And she's walking down the aisle towards the man she loves more than anyone on the planet, or the woman she loves more than anyone on the planet. You know, but it's and they want to look good. They want to look good for this moment. And so we you know, I really understand the pressures of wanting to look really beautiful for this day and making sure that she finds a dress that makes her feel beautiful. And once, you know, when you do that, there's nothing more magical than that.
You know, and you've talked about that, choosing the dress that makes you feel the most beautiful. And you've talked about the confidence that goes into this. This literally can change your life, can't it? What you learn in picking this wedding dress, this confidence that the bride receives, suddenly this is life-altering for them.
Yeah, you know, Rick, it's really interesting that you point that out, because that's probably what I love most about working with brides. And what I love most about the show is sometimes we get women in, and a lot of them have never truly felt beautiful. And we get to put them in a dress and a headpiece and a veil, and they look in the mirror, and finally they see themselves differently. They see themselves as beautiful women, and it changes their lives, and they become emotional, and they tear up. And for me, to have that moment and be a part of that is like winning the Academy Award every single time. It never gets old.
In the book I mentioned from 2011, one of the tips you have in there is opinions matter. As you're bringing people with you to go through the selection process, talk about this. So you're open to opinions, but you don't want to be led, you know, down a road you don't want to go.
Yeah, you know, I have a little thing that I tell brides, is that it may sound a little harsh, but if you think you're mature enough to get married and start a family, then I think you're mature enough to handle a bridal appointment. Now, what I mean by that is that you really need to have a conversation before you step into the salon and sit your entourage down and say, listen, you know, my budget's $1,000, so please don't pull a $10,000 dress unless you're willing to put up the other $9,000, because that's above my budget. You know, I don't want to look like Cinderella on her wedding day, so don't pull a big, poofy tulle ball gown.
Right.
And, you know, I'm self-conscious about my hips. So when I'm standing on the pedestal in front of everyone else in the salon, don't make fun of me, you know, because I'm going to end up in the dressing room crying. And I think if you have this conversation before you step in the salon, I think you're going to have a much better appointment.
Randy Finnelly with us on the program. About a minute or so left. We're talking about Say Yes to the Dress America, getting some tips in there as well during the course of the interview. What were your thoughts when they came to you and this was being put together? I mean, this is a massive undertaking, 52 weddings all happening at one time, you officiating, all these people coming to New York City, sharing these magic moments with all the others there. What are your thoughts on being part of this project?
Well, I tell you, Rick, the first thought I had was, am I getting the right information? Because to literally have 52 couples, you know, from all across America, and to bring them together and do all expenses paid for each one of them, to pay for the wedding dress, to have this reception and have this event where, you know, I'm going to be officiating over all of these weddings at the same time in an iconic location, I really have to hand it to TLC and Discovery for really making sure that people realize that TLC is the destination for anyone who's interested in weddings or needs a bridal fix. And I think this is going to be one of those moments in history that's going to go down in history.
Well, they're proving they are the leading destination for weddings. We're talking about TLC with a new unprecedented 10-part series, Say Yes to the Dress America. Again, for information and to upload video submissions for a chance to take part in the once-in-a-lifetime wedding extravaganza, learn more about the event as well, you simply go to tlc.com/casting, join the conversation, social media, hashtag SYTTD, and officiating with us on the program, the host of Say Yes to the Dress, Randy Finnelly. Randy, this has been a pleasure having you with us on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. It's been a great day. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.